And we've actually found that there's a relationship between this velocity and the unemployment rates in the various states. So, for example, a state like North Dakota that has a high velocity of spend and a high per capita allocation has a low unemployment rate, as opposed to a state like Georgia, where they've got a low velocity, low per capita, and a high unemployment rate. So there is a connection around how this money is being spent and how quickly it's being spent.
So the faster it gets out there and into the system, the more people are employed and the faster we can drop the unemployment rate.
Exactly right. So the notion of here's all this money that eventually has a home doesn't create jobs, versus money's made it from the Beltway to a state, to a county, to a city where we've hired contractors to do a certain type of work. That's when you can start to realize the benefit of the spend.
Now, did you find any gap between the federal stimulus money that was pledged and how much was actually received?
There's still quite a delta between that. So as of the end of March, we were still looking in the less than 30% of the funds had left Washington, D.C., you know, on their route to their various homes. And that's the timeline for this metric. Mm-hmm. So there's been bottlenecks and holdups at both the federal level and, again, potentially at the state level before that money makes its way down into the outer reaches of the state economies.
And what is the bottleneck?
I think it's a question of approving projects, making sure every dollar is spent carefully and wisely. There's a huge spotlight on this money, and I think rightly so. People are feeling accountable for the spend, but at the same time, we have to get off the dime and actually spend it in its intended fashion to help the economy.
As you said, there's definitely a microscope being put on this. Are agencies handling this oversight appropriately? Are the rest of us?
So I think there's a lot going on in that question. So from a federal government perspective, they have limited visibility as to where the money goes. So once it leaves the Beltway and gets to the state of Maryland, for example, and then Maryland moves that money around further, the federal government loses visibility. There's a transparency barrier below which they can't see. And then once it's within the state, it's also interesting because the counties and the cities don't have a parent-child relationship with the state. So in terms of overall accountability and who's watching the money, there's a lot of players. So we've got this self-reported program that the federal government has set up for the federal contractors, and then for first and second tier recipients of recovery funding, they're expected to also report back up. So it really is an honor system, and I think it's getting better, but it's a tough way to measure the impact.
Is that also a reflection on the site for tracking stimulusmoneyrecovery.org?
So recovery.org, what we do, we provide the on-the-ground transactional view of where all this money is going. So when it ultimately goes out for contractors to bid on and ultimately secure a contract, we provide that on-the-ground level that helps businesses either expand their footprint in the federal, state, and local space or start to make their way into what is now one of the strongest markets in the country.
Okay, so let's talk about where things go from here. I mean, it sounds like it's a tough system. It's getting better. It sounds like there are some problems and some gaps, but those gaps are closing. Do they need to close faster, or do we need to keep the same pace? What should happen next?
So I think the pace across summer clearly needs to accelerate to take the money that's got an intended home and is not there yet. This just needs to happen faster, and that's going to have a big impact on local economies. In the broader picture, I think this is a laudable first pass at transparency and open government, right? So all this happened at once. We had a new administration, an economic crisis, and the onset of true transparency or the intent of transparency. And you know, those things are all starting to converge and move in the right direction. So I think you'll see future spending programs move smoother. Everybody will will be more empowered to both report back and understand how best to spend monies.
Because on the one hand, you want to get that money out there quickly. You've already illustrated how that will help with the unemployment rate, among other things. But on the other hand, you want to make sure it's done right and efficiently, and there's no fraud or misuse of the funds. So there has to be that oversight there. It's quite a balancing act.
It's the government who is providing the funds, and the recipients who are, you know, using the funds both have equal responsibility to make sure the money is spent wisely and carefully, and that we balance the short term and the long term, the short term being things like road construction and the shovel-ready concept that we all heard about last year, balance that with the longer term investments in the nation, such as high-speed rail, renewable energies, things that you just can't push a button and say go. They take a lot of time to study and strategize around before you can really pull the trigger. So we've got this combination of short-term and long-term, and how we balance that mix will really indicate success.
What should we be looking for from this point on? What are some of the things, road signs that we should be watching for as this progresses?
I think you'll actually probably see, although that was a pun, the less road signs. So I think a lot of the 10,000 road projects are well on their way because they were intended to be these short-term, highly visible bursts of spending. Where you're going to see spending now is going to be really at the local level, whether we're renovating schools, upgrading computer systems, charting the course for things like high-speed rail, health information, technology, renewables. So there's a broadband expansion. So there's a lot of spending that's going to happen that won't be as highly visible.